It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Salina Fieldhouse. I've had several, we're basically courtside on the, I'm thinking this would be the north end of the gym. Right at the under the basket, about 8 or 10 feet from the out of bounds line, and a lot of people have to walk by us. And I'd say at least half a dozen people have said, "Been a long time since I've been in here." But our girls have played here a few years recently, every 2 or 3 years, I think, something like that. I don't remember exactly when the last time we were here, but I don't believe it was 2 years ago, but it might have been. Anyway, a lot of people haven't been in the field house for a while. It used to be five times as big as it is, at least in my mind. There are about 10 rows of seats, three quarters of the way around, and that is as big as it was. It was the most monstrous gym anywhere around back in the late 60s, early 70s, and until we built the Fortsite Fieldhouse, we played a lot of our home games here in the Salina Fieldhouse. So a lot of people have some pretty good memories, and we kind of think that it was monstrous. Right now, I believe that it is the smallest gym in the county, and it was at one time huge. So Salina has been working on levees, trying to pass something. I'm assuming there's a gym included in that, but they've had several of them turned down, and I'm sure nobody from Salina's listening, but I would encourage you to support your schools and help them out. Go vote for the levies. It does make a lot of difference in your community. So our girls are coming in. I do not have Salina's record. I thought I did, but I must have left that back at the studio. So according to the MAC website, Fort Recovery's coming in at 6-3 in the league and 13-5 overall. We are, I think we have one more win than that, but I'm not 100% sure, but we and Versailles played a very, very early MAC game because they are starting their tournament either this week or next week. They start a good week earlier than the rest of the MAC, so they have that set up where we happen to be the team, and for several years we've been the team that played them first. So ourselves and Versailles are finished with the league, and all the other teams have 8 games in. So we're going to take a break here. We talked to Coach Holly Gann earlier tonight. We'll play that for you in just a little bit here. We're going to take a quick little break, and we'll hear a couple of things, and then we'll listen to what Coach Holly Gann has to say about this game and maybe a little bit about the tournament.
Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have for you through February 11th. Don't miss their no-limit meat sale with lots of great prices. Cube steak is $3.99 a pound, and ribeyes are $7.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. In their deli, Eckrich bologna, sliced to order, is just $1.99 a pound. If you're looking for a good meal in a hurry, head back to their deli. They have meatloaf Monday, tenderloin Tuesday, wing Wednesday with 75-cent wings, or a 6-wing dinner with 2 sides for $7, ribs on Thursday, and 3-piece fish dinners on Friday for $6.99. Wing Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays through the winter. You don't need to go out of town for great prices and great selection. Just head up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save up to $1,750 now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Holly Gann, taking on Salina tonight. What's our game plan against Salina? Last regular season game.
Well, we want to win. That'd be a good start. But more importantly, again, we're just trying to tighten in something up. Last couple games, I just felt like we weren't able to control the tempo of the game, which then obviously allowed them to do pretty much anything they wanted. So yesterday we focused a lot on defense, so hopefully some of those things will kind of transpire into our game today. Salina gets better each and every game. They're definitely a team that's grown from the start of the season. They beat Walpock. So we are just trying to use our pressure and our speed and hope those two things go in our favor and we get that win tonight. So focus on Salina today, but looking forward, we have sectionals coming up the 18th. We will take on Hardin Northern at Fort Recovery. So if we beat them, then we would play Saturday, February the 20th at home against the winner of New Bremen and Ada?
I believe that's correct.
I think it's Ada. Yeah. And again, then that would also be home if we made it to the sectional champs or championships because we are the higher seed team. All the districts would then transfer over into Walpock.
Yep. All righty. And we've been here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Holly Gann. We'll be back after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Enclave Leather Edition, front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, heated leather seats with 31,000 miles for $24,400. Also available is a 2013 Ford Edge Limited all-wheel drive, a local trade with Bluetooth, heated seats, a sunroof, 101,000 miles for $12,200. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Welcome back to Salina Fieldhouse, where I'm joined with by Diana Rammel. And
is that
soon,
me? There I am.
Yeah, and soon to have Susie Fortkamp join us.
Yep.
And we talked a little bit before you got here about some of the the tournament and a little bit about the MAC standings and so forth. What do you know much about Salina?
I don't know a whole lot about them. I think Kim just asked this kid over to the left, and she thinks they have two wins.
Well, that's not a kid. That's a teacher.
Or a teacher. Oh, gosh, I'm getting old, aren't I?
Well, he does look youngish.
He looks really young.
That's Mr. Metz.
Oh.
His father is the principal.
Oh.
But he's a teacher.
Oh, wow.
He's kind of the site manager here.
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
So,
Very good.
Yep.
Well, she thought they had two wins, so, and I,
yep.
I was thinking that too.
Parkway and maybe Wall Park. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
But so. I think they're a pretty decent team. But when you're playing MAC schools and right. WBL, it's, you know,
right.
They can probably beat half the teams in the state. But they can't.
Right. But they're trying to get out of their league and
it is so tough. You know, if they're playing teams around them, they're playing the MAC, and that just makes it tough on them.
But, right.
So,
so
generally they have a pretty decent program and some really good kids.
Yeah, looks like they have a new coach this year. Last year, I remember it being Kenzie or Yoder, I thought.
Yeah, maybe. So, I don't remember for sure. But
yep.
Yeah, what was his name? Brandon.
Brandon Rushton.
Yeah, Rushton. Yeah, I hadn't. That's not a local name, and I don't know him.
Yeah, but, me neither.
I guess we'll see.
We'll see.
If they've been working on it hard, it's going to make it tough to just come out of the gate and be an 18-4 team, I guess. But,
So
looks like they're getting ready to do the national anthem here. So we'll break away and we'll be back in just a couple minutes after the national anthem.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have for you through February 11th. Don't miss their No Limit Meat Sale with lots of great prices. Cube steak is $3.99 a pound, and ribeyes are $7.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. In their deli, Eckrich Bologna, sliced to order is just $1.99 a pound. If you're looking for a good meal in a hurry, head back to their deli. They have Meatloaf Monday, Tenderloin Tuesday, Wing Wednesday with 75-cent wings, or a six-wing dinner with two sides for $7, ribs on Thursday, and three-piece fish dinners on Friday for $6.99. Wing Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays through the winter. You don't need to go out of town for great prices and great selection. Just head up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome back to Salina Fieldhouse, joined now by Susie Fortkamp and, as before, with Diana Rammel. Girls, what do you know about Salina? What do we think we're going to be able to do tonight? Coach Gann was talking in the pregame talk I had with her that they're going to try a few things out that, you know, just to get brushed up. That's what we do with non-league games, is try to brush up on stuff and things that we have been trying to do or might be trying to do a little later. And so I'm thinking that might be one of the things that this game is going to be about, not so much about the score.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what they do. Yeah, I think matchup-wise, I think we've got them on probably five spots, but I don't know. Sometimes you never know what to expect when you come out here, so we'll see.
We've had some games where we can't make a shot, so
we can match,
but if the ball doesn't go in the hole.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
So JV, they did win by 10 or 12, something like that.
A little
bit down to the wire game there, but then we just pulled away with some great, great free throw shooting. So I think that at the end of the stretch, they were 10 for 10, so they did a really nice job.
I've been talking for 10 minutes, I haven't said a word. Just kidding.
Thanks for reminding me to turn your microphone on, Susie.
Yeah, maybe that's a point to not have my microphone on tonight.
No, I don't think so. So did either one of you get the starters? I see them up on the board, but I didn't pay any attention.
Yeah.
We can figure them out.
Looks like Carly Eichler for Selena.
Maria
Lutz.
Yeah.
Klingshern, I'm not sure what her first name is, but that's marked out.
They switched
Taylor,
and it's Taylor.
Taylor, that's right.
The senior, Kara Dirksen. Stretched off,
And Emma Holman. I think Klingshern leads them in scoring, I think, for Selena, if I'm right. Seen her name in the paper quite a bit. Whitley Rimmel with a turnaround. Jump shot, no good. Rebound by Selena.
That was a quick in. Quick in.
It's okay, maybe that's their... Maybe they're going to try tonight. It's a quick offense.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Indians come down in a man-to-man offense. I'm sorry, man-to-man defense. Excuse me.
I know what you meant.
Yep. You said that last week, too. Yeah. That last game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Slide with some good ball movement. Got open shot for number. Who hit that?
Yeah, that was pretty. Very fast.
A three-pointer?
Movement.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Three-pointer. Yep.
Didn't look like it from our vantage point.
For number 20, Taylor Klingshern.
Allie Vaughn for three. Up and no good. Selena with the rebound. Looks like they're trying to push the ball as well.
Yeah,
so.
They are coming down hot.
Yeah. Whitley Ramel's got Maria Lutz.
Yeah, she
shot
defense,
up and no good. Paige Forkamp with the rebound.
Lutz Indians was trying to muscle her way in there.
Yeah, she was.
Whitley wasn't giving her anything.
Whitley said, nope, not today.
Ooh. Kiki from the corner for three, and that's no good. I think our shooting woes have continued here for us in this game. We need to get out of that little slump that we've been in.
Yep, and they come a heckin' down the court,
yes,
too.
They do.
Just a balling.
Yep, definitely going to be a fast-paced game here.
For sure.
Selena moving the ball around to the top, dribbles to the middle, passes it down in the corner.
Got some
back
good
up
ball
the top, Lutz. Whitley Ramel knocks it away. Looks like Selena's going to track it back down.
Yeah, good hustle.
Yep, Maria Lutz picks it up and reset their offense here.
Thought Willie was going to go running and diving for that ball, but not today.
Didn't have a chance on that one.
Ooh,
almost a travel. Three-point basket blocked by Paige Forkamp.
Yep.
Brenna Holman bringing the ball down the court. Sends it over to Paige, back up the top to Key to Brenna. Down to the corner, sends it over to Key. Looks like maybe I'm going to try and put the ball in, underneath the basket. There we go, get it into Whitley. Through Whitley's hands, turnover by the Indians.
Yep, right through it.
Slanin. Quick on the draw, coming back down the court.
Indians
good
still
defense.
Scoreless.
Good defense by the Indians. Whitley Ramel with a steal.
Gets the steal in. thrown down to the ground, but she gets it out to Paige
Forkamp all the way down.
Nice.
Gets fouled. Looks like number 11, Carly Eichler, will have her first foul.
Yeah.
So Paige will get a chance to shoot two from the Hall Brothers foul line. It was a steal by Whitley, isn't it? Good defense.
Yep.
You keeping steals?
I mean, I can. I don't know where to put it, but I probably can. Steals.
First free throw is up and good.
So who is that, Paige?
That's Paige.
Awesome. Yeah. You got points.
That's the first point on the board here for the Indians.
We're 5 minutes, or about 3 minutes in. Two and a half minutes in.
Second one up from the Hall Brothers free throw line is up and good.
Yeah, that's what we like to see.
Yep. Indians still down by one here in the first half with 5:44 left.
A little bit of a press.
Yep, full court press here.
Yeah, why not?
Yep. Selena does get it across the timeline.
Paige is
a lot of pushing.
Having her way with nice job, Whitley Ramel.
Whitley knocks it away, but Slime picks it back up. Good defense by Whitley there.
Yeah. Oh, she just about got another one. Goodness, where's she coming from? it's that wingspan.
Yeah, arms. Could be the muscle behind it, too.
Yep,
might be. That helps. Helps a little bit, too. Backdoor cut by Slime. Good defense by Key. Cut that off. Allie almost with the steal. Selena working the ball around really well. There goes a steal for Paige Forkamp. She's going to go coast to coast. and move.
Nice.
Puts it up and misses it. Brenna down there battling for the rebound, and I'm not sure what they call out of bounds on.
I'm not real sure.
Off of White, I believe, so that'll be purple ball.
Good. Great play by Brenna. She doesn't get called for over the back because she can't get over the back. So
she's battling.
She got away with one there.
No.
She's just an aggressive rebounder.
Yeah. Amazing for her size, how many rebounds she pulls down in the game.
Sure.
So she does a really nice job. Indian's going to set the ball. Set it up here. Kiki up top the key.
Yep.
She's driving. Drives to the bucket, kicks it out to Brenna for an open three. That's good.
Yeah.
Three-point basket for Brenna. Nice shot.
Yep.
Puts the Indians up 5-3. Indians are remaining in a full-court press.
Yeah, they are.
And Kiki gets a steal.
She had to throw it away.
Save it.
Almost.
Allie saves it. Down to Paige, and she got fouled. That'll be the second foul on Carly Eichler for Selena.
So Kiki
that'll be on the floor.
She makes a phenomenal steal, she got called for it once before where she goes over the back because she gets the steal on one side, and then she, does the over the back. And this time she caught herself and almost threw it away. But,
and Allie had a great save on the other side, saved it in.
Yep.
That foul was on the floor, so there was not a shooting foul. So Indians triggered in underneath the basket. So work the ball around. Allie Vaughn works the baseline. Backs out to Brenna. Looks like Selena's in a man-to-man here. Get it down to Whitley underneath, and she gets fouled on the shot.
Nice.
I think she'll get two on that one.
Yeah.
Nope, he's going to call it on the floor. So looks like that foul is on Billingsley.
And maybe if she would have spun a little bit quicker, maybe. I don't know.
That's her. No, Emma Holman. I'm sorry. That foul's on Emma Holman. Her first team's third.
Nice
inbound pass from Kiki to Paige underneath the bucket.
Nice.
And that's up and in for Paige.
I don't know
nice
how she got left open, but we got to love that.
Indians up 7-3 on the Fort Kemp Excavating first quarter scoreboard. And Salina timeout, it looks like.
Yep. 4:05 left in the first quarter. We'll be right back.
The hours will be Monday through Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. At the elementary middle school, please use the middle school entrance and walk only in the main street hall. At the high school, please use the commons entrance. Other walking options in our community are the track at the football field, which will be available most days, and the Paul Stogler walking trail at the community park.
We're back here at Salina Fieldhouse. I had some technical problems and just about scared the girls to death when the public service announcement came on.
We're back.
I'm not sure we're supposed to have this much fun, but the last five or six games have been...
I don't know, Neil. I can't hear you. You just split my eardrums out on that last entry.
Oh, that was funny. I just had a plug loose.
I'd like to apologize, but I'll probably try it again later just on purpose that time.
Oh, gosh. That was great. Funny. Oh, wasn't too bad. But
very enjoyable, Neil.
Yeah,
very
much so.
Wow. Indians with the trapping full court press here, and they created a turnover.
Nice.
And travel on Emma Holman for Selena. So Indians will get the ball out on the sideline. Allie Vaughn will trigger it into Kiki. Good defense by the Indians. They worked really hard for that. Looks like they're in a zone here.
Nice.
Selena's coming out in a 2-3 zone. Skip pass by Allie across over to Kiki. She sets it back up. Oh, nice little pass down to Allie Vaughn.
There.
Is open. 10-foot shot up and no good. Selena gets the ball, but they're stepping out of bounds. So
that's what we like.
We'll stay with the Indians. Kiki will get...
That's not much space under that.
Yeah, I don't think there is a whole lot. There's not a lot here either, so...
I just can't see real well.
Kiki gets the ball into Brenna. Gonna set the set the offense up here, excuse me. Kiki. Ooh, she had a shot at three.
Yep.
Thought she was gonna take it. Had a good look at it. Allie Vaughn with a nice pass to Whitley underneath the bucket. Up and in for Whit.
Nice job, Allie.
Nice assist. 2 points for Whitley Rammel and...
Great drive.
Great assist for Allie.
I mean, Allie could have took it. They're very unselfish.
Yep.
Very unselfish.
That was going to be a turnover.
Yep.
Good defense by the Indians. It looks like we got an over back call on Salina.
That's what we're like.
Yep.
Great, great play by, was that Keith or was that Brenna?
I think it's Brenna in there.
Yeah.
That was
Salina scored three early and we've scored nine straight.
Yep.
So, 3:19.
I don't think Salina's got a shot off really since that three-pointer went down.
Yeah.
If they did, it might have been one shot, but.
Right.
Again, Sline is in a 2-3 zone here, which is good for the Indians to try to
get in there.
Paige Morgan with a 10-footer up and no good.
Oh, there's Brenna.
Brenna with a rebound. Nice pass to Allie underneath the bucket, and she gets fouled.
Yeah.
Nice rebound by Brenna again. And a good look under the bucket.
She jumped higher than everybody.
Yeah. She sees it so well. You know what I mean? Like, she puts herself in the right position where that ball's going to be and does a nice job. So
she just, like, she knows where it's going.
Yep.
Yeah.
That foul's on Taylor Klingshirn of Salina, her first team's fourth. Allie Vaughn at the Howell Brothers free throw line. Her first one's up and good. That's Allie's first points of the night. That'll put the Indians up 10-3.
Maria Lutz back in.
And Emma Holman taking a seat.
See if get in there.
Allie Vaughn, second shot up and good.
Yeah.
Better hitting her free throws tonight. Indians still on that full court press.
Still making them work for it.
Yes, they are. Line of pushing it, and they're going to call a foul on Paige on the body.
Well,
that'll be her
little.
First team's first.
Maybe a little hit check.
And a MAC game, probably not so much.
Right. Definitely not.
That's how every play is.
Right. But. Yeah, I definitely didn't see that.
Yep. Slina swings it out top the key. 3-point basket by Klingshirn's no good, but tracked down by the Bulldogs. Get it back underneath the... Bingsley, I think is who that is. Maria Lutz with the shot.
Nice.
Paige Forkamp with the block.
Another block.
Gets it ahead to Brennan. Oh, just a little too far for Brennan to get it.
Yep.
So, Indians throw that one away.
Great block by Paige Forkamp.
Yep. Good lead for Brennan. Just threw it a little too far ahead of her. She couldn't catch up with it. So. I think that's Paige's second block of the night.
I got them right here. I'm actually tracking them babies.
Almost like volleyball.
Yeah.
Tracking the box.
Yep.
Slina gets them all in. Oh, ooh, gosh, they almost had that.
Yeah, I thought she double-dribbled there.
Klingshirn with a nice move to the bucket. Oh, nice pass off to Blingsley, and she gets it. Yeah. Puts it in. Whitley gets knocked to the floor. Little grimace, but she's back up.
Maybe so she holds still a little bit and flops. I told her she needs to flop.
Yeah.
Like, really make it look bad. I mean, just make it look like you just died a little.
Yeah. Mm. 2:07 left to go here in the Fort Camp Excavating first quarter scoreboard. Indians up 11-5. They work the ball underneath the Whitley. Ramel turnaround jumper is no good.
Nope.
And Slina with the rebound. They're going to get a foul on Whitley on that rebound.
Yeah.
That'll be Whitley's first, team second.
Yeah.
A little over-aggressive on that.
Yeah,
on
she rebound. Wanted that ball pretty bad.
Yep.
The turnaround jumper just missed in front of it. And,
Hope Wendell will come in for Whitley. Whitley will take a seat.
Good aggressive play, just a little short shot. And got a little frustration foul, I believe.
Oh, steal by Paige.
Steal by Paige.
On the inbound. Gets it down to Kiki. Puts it up. No
Kiki
good, but gets fouled.
You need a mess.
Oh, yeah, I do have a mess. Ooh, my popcorn fell over. Yeekies.
So that foul will be on Salina's Kira Dirksen, her first team's fifth. So
great.
Kiki, you'll be at home.
I probably kicked your popcorn
that's
over.
All right. That's
I'm
all right.
Blaming it on you.
That's all right.
Kiki's first one is up and good.
Yeah.
That's Kiki's first
point
of the night.
Yeah.
Brenna hit the three-pointer earlier. So.
Yep.
So it puts the Indians up 12-5. Her second one, Hull Brothers free throws, up and good. We've hit all six of our free throw shots so far tonight.
Nice.
That's a good sign.
Yep.
When you're struggling shooting, you got it, and you can hit free throws. That's a good sign.
Yeah, for sure.
And the shooting will be coming back.
Yeah.
The Indian. Oh, steal by Brenna Holman. Nice steal. Oh, she tries to get it ahead to Allie, but it gets knocked away. So Slining will get that on the Indians turnover. Taylor Klingshirn with the ball. It's out top to Kennedy Henry. Dirksen over to Klingshirn.
Paige is swatting.
Tries to get it underneath the bucket.
She wants that ball.
Lutz is going to get 3 second clock. She doesn't get out of there.
Yeah.
That three-pointer is up and no good. Rebound by Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn pushes the ball ahead. Nice crossover, couple crossover dribbles. Gets it out to Kiki. He's wide open from the corner.
Get it.
That three-pointer is up and no good.
Ugh.
And rebound by Salina. Indians still up 13-5 here. We got 1:12 left to go here in the 4K excavating first quarter.
It looked pretty.
Yeah, it did look pretty. Yeah. We're down underneath the bucket on the opposite end, so it was hard to see that it wasn't going in. To get it inside to Bingsley. That shot is up and no good, but that'll be a foul on Hope Wendell. That'll be Hope's first foul, team's fourth, I believe, third or fourth.
Yeah. I forgot to mention something. If you are wanting to watch this game, it is not on the NFHS network, but you can go to Salinas, go to YouTube, go to Salinas City Schools, and the game is on there. There's also something on Facebook, but Mr. Metz wasn't exactly sure, but probably Facebook, Salinas City Schools. So it's on Facebook Live, and it's on the YouTube, so you can watch this.
Billingsley at the Hall Brothers free throw line missed her first one. Her second one is up and no good. Rebound on to Paige Forkamp. And that foul will be on Maria Lutz on a reach-in on the rebound. So that'll be her first, their team's sixth foul. So the Indians will be in 1-1. Any fouls after this for the, on the Bulldogs? 58.3 left to go here in the Fort Camp Excavating first quarter scoreboard. Indians up 13-5.
They haven't pressed us yet, have they?
Nope.
Or did they start?
No, I don't think so.
Nope. I decided it wasn't worth it.
Yeah. Indians swinging the ball around. Cross-court pass over to Kiki. Down in the corner to Allie. Allie with a dribble underneath the bucket, and they're going to get a foul on the line on a push.
Yep.
So Allie will be at the Hall Brothers free throw line shooting 1-1.
Got a little hip checked out of bounds there, I believe.
That's Kyla Billingsley and her first.
Billy Phil.
Yep.
He's been around a long time.
Yeah. I've only said hi to him five times tonight.
Allie Vaughn's first free throw. The 1-1 is up and good.
He is awesome. He's at every Salinas sporting event and lots of other ones too.
Quarter MD tournament. Yep. He's all over the place.
He already asked me about that.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yep. Is he going to be there?
Kid.
Yep.
Allie Vaughn's second free throw is up and good. So the Indians are 8-for-8 from the free throw line here in this varsity game. And maybe that JV, how well they were shooting free throw line, really just moved over into the varsity game. Almost a steal by Paige on the inbound pass. Still full court press here. 32 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Salina trying to get the ball, move the ball around. Lutz with it. Looks out the top key to try to get it underneath. They throw the ball away.
That's us.
So it's a turnover for Salina.
We got to have our heads up down here.
Hit the flag on our table instead of one more bounce or a little farther, closer bounce. It would have come up and bounced me right in the head.
15 seconds left here, and Kiki bringing the ball down the court. We'll get a good look on this last shot. It's down to Paige in the corner. Back up top to Key. 8 seconds left. Brenna over to Key. She swings it out to Paige for three. That's up.
Yeah.
And good. 3-point basket for Paige Fort Camp, and that puts the Indians up 18-5 at the end of the Fort Camp Excavating first quarter. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Salina Fieldhouse. Indians take the first quarter, 18-5. I don't know if you got any points over there.
I got some score.
Awesome.
This is the last regular season game of the year for the Lady Indians as well. So, for the Indians, Whitley Rammel had a bucket. Allie Vaughn was 4-for-4 from the free throw line, so she has 4 points. Kiki was 2-for-2 from the free throw line. She has 2 points. Paige Fortkamp was 7, and Brenna Holman was 3. So on the court for the Indians to start the second quarter is Kiki, Whitley, Paige, Mara, and Allie. The Bulldogs with the ball first. He tried to get it inside. Oh, nice. Get it knocked away. Good defense by the Indians.
Yeah.
Lutz for three, and that's off the mark. Whitley with a rebound. Nice job by Whitley. Position for that rebound. Indians pushing the ball. Kiki gets it over the corner to Allie.
Wasn't sure who she was throwing that
Not
to.
Not sure either, yeah.
Mara was over there with her. And
What they call?
I'm not sure what he called.
Double dribble. Called double dribble. And Paige didn't even flinch. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it either, but I think she was blocking our view with her body. And so
I think she was maybe wanting to throw it and decided not to at the last second, maybe. Yeah. I'm not sure.
So Bulldogs don't have the ball. Indians still on that man-to-man defense. Lutz with it. Tries to get a backdoor cut to Taylor.
Yep. And they miss
Slingshirt. And she tried to make a good pass. So just a little bit too hard on the pass down to Billingsley. And Salina turns it over.
What is that called? Offside help? What do you guys call that? Over, other side help?
Backside.
Backside help.
Yep.
Is that what that's called?
Weak side.
Help. Weak side.
A little bit of both.
Yeah,
you know.
Either one, yeah.
Weak side came and made her throw it away, yep. So that was good.
Oh, nice pick by Whitley. Pick and roll by Whitley and Allie. She got too far underneath the bucket.
She did, and got fouled.
Though. But it was a nice pick and roll.
Yeah,
we haven't seen our offense run anything like that too much over the last few games. So
she got fouled well enough that she was 3 feet from the basket,
yep.
And she shot the shot, and it was 10 feet from the basket when she got through. So,
that'll be Carly Eichler's third foul, so she'll take a seat.
They got
Whitley will be at the Hall Brothers line shooting 1-on-1.
Yeah, she got a little bit of the ball, but A lot of arm.
Grace Guggenbiller in the lineup for the Indians, replacing Paige.
I thought Mara was going to get that rebound. Yep. So Whitley misses the first shot.
Yep. Indians were 8-for-8 from the line until there, so 8-for-9 so far this game.
Wait till I tell Whitley. By the way, no, I'm just kidding.
Bulldogs trying to work it around the court. Ooh, Allie gets pushed down and trying to get through a pick. No call. Slana moving the ball around. Kiki with the steal. Nice job, Kiki. Good hands. She's pushing the ball up the court. It was a beautiful steal there.
Yeah, it was.
Gets it inside to Allie. She kicks it out to Mara. Wide open for three, but doesn't take the shot.
Nope, she doesn't even look.
Kiki with a crossover dribble. Back out to Allie for three from the corner, and that's good. Rebound. Nice tip out by Witt. Tips it out to Allie.
It's so like they know Whitley's going to tip it, so they're just going to hang out and wait on it to come to them.
Traditionally, those three-point field goals, you'll get longer rebounds, so that works a lot in our favor.
Yep.
Grace Guggenbiller with the shot gets blocked, and Kiki tries to save it, but steps out on the line, so that ball will go over to Salina.
Brenna.
Yep. Back in, Kiki's going to get a little rest. Rest those legs.
Yeah, for sure.
Indians still up 18-5. Haven't had any scoring yet this quarter with 6:06 left to go here in the Fort Kirby Insurance second quarter scoreboard. Still full court press for the Indians. Billingsley breaks it. Brings it down and swing it to the top of the key over to the left-hand side. Back out to the top. Slina struggling trying to get shots off here, so they're going to have a reach-in foul on Brennan, her first team's fourth.
It's that nose for the ball there. Might have got her hand on it, but...
Yep.
Or hand on the body, I guess.
A little bit of a
little touch foul.
Hand check there, yeah. Not much, but.
No. Probably would have never been called in that game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could say that. But.
Yep. Allie Vaughn knocks the ball out of bounds in the inbound play, but it will remain Salina's ball. Boy, that's tight around the outside here.
Yeah,
you don't get
a
lot of room. They try to inbound this ball, and then they don't get a lot of room.
I was talking to my mom up on top, and I'm like, I wonder how old this building is. And she said, because she had asked a couple years ago, asked a couple years ago, and it 1922, which is the same year her mother was born.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So, yeah. My dad was saying the story in 1967 or 69 or whatever was the last time he was in here when he went to watch Fort Recovery here play.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
Said it looks the same.
Yeah. Yep. It's a nice old building.
My comment was it was five times bigger back then.
Yeah. Felt like it anyways, yeah, right?
This was the biggest gym in the county by far, and we thought it was huge.
Yeah.
And I think it holds less than 1,000 people.
Yeah.
And on that last play, Indians had a foul on Allie Vaughn, her first team's fifth. The Indians did knock the ball out of bounds on a steal, but Bulldogs want to take a timeout, so we'll be right back. Indians up 18-5.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save up to $1,750 now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Salina Fieldhouse. Again, I want to remind you that you can watch this game, but not on the NFHS. You can watch on Salina City Schools. You can go on YouTube and type in Salina City Schools, and this game should come up. It's also on Facebook and probably the same thing, Salina City Schools.
Indians get the ball out of that timeout. 5:26 left to go here in the Fort Kirby Insurance second quarter scoreboard.
No score yet.
No, we haven't scored. Neither team has scored this quarter. So Mara Pearson's on the court for the Indians. Allie Vaughn, Brenna Holman, Grace Guggenbiller, and Whitley Rimmel. Grace launches a three from the corner. It's no good. Whitley with a rebound attempt. No good.
Almost.
Knocking it around. And Salina comes down with the ball. Salina pushing up. Ooh, she double dribbled.
She did double dribble.
Yeah, she lost the handle of it, tried to pick it back up, and double dribbled. Yeah, so turnover for the Bulldogs.
3 minutes gone here. We need to. It's time to score.
I think Brenna switched her mind, changed her mind, and caused her to slip up there. That's what we'd like to see.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Turnover by
Grace Guggenbiller with the ball down the corner. It's back up top to Brenna. Swings it over to Allie Vaughn. Whitley gets it in the middle, gets it back out to Grace. She looked for the shot, but decided not to.
Yeah.
Mara Pearson with the ball. Over to Brenna, working it around the key. Keep trying to get it inside to Whitley.
Yeah. Looking to
yep, got it down low to Allie Vaughn. Nice move by Allie. Oh, up and no good. Got her own rebound. Yeah. Up and no good, but she is going to get a foul. She's going to get a shoot, too. So nice work by Allie under the bucket.
Yep. So just fighting hard down there.
Yep. That foul will be on Kyla Billingsley, her second team's ninth here of the half. Allie Vaughn will be at the Hull Brothers foul line shooting, too. Indians are 8-9 from the free throw line so far tonight.
Nice.
And their first one's up and good.
Like all her points have been at the line.
Yeah, that's her fifth point of the night.
Yeah.
It's all from the line. So
that's sounds like if her points are from the line, sounds like they're going to make sure she doesn't get a good clean shot.
Yeah,
one way or the other.
Yeah.
9 of 10 from the free throw line for the Indians tonight so far.
So we get a
second free throw's up and good.
Yeah. Indians up 25.
Yep.
And we got a full court going here, but they break it pretty easy. So
Mara Pearson took a seat. Paige Four can't come back in the lineup for the Indians. Turnover by the Bulldogs. Allie Vaughn picks up the loose ball, takes it to the hoop, gets fouled, no call.
Nope.
Grace Guggenbiller with the rebound, up and good.
Easy rebound.
Good job by the Indians following that play, hustling down the court to get that rebound and put her back up. Allie Vaughn knocks the ball out of bounds. So we'll remain with the Bulldogs here with 4:03 left to go here in the second quarter.
Keehan Hope in.
Keehan Hope back in.
Grayson Whitley.
Yep.
We went from big to little.
Yeah, that's a bit of a size difference change there, isn't it?
It was. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I got a plan, I'm sure. Indy's up 22-5. 4 minutes left to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter.
Bulldogs triggered in from the sidelines. Brenna Holman with the steal. Nice defense by Brenna. Gets it up the court to Paige Forkamp. Drives down, hits Key in the corner with a wide open three. That shot is up and good.
Yeah.
Nice shot by Key. Good assist by Paige. So it's a pretty play there.
Yeah, it was. Take it
puts
down
Indians
and score.
25-5. Indians trap. Paige with the steal.
Yeah.
Gets the ball ahead. Down to Brenna Holman for a little five footer. Missed it all, but Ellie Vaughn with the rebound. Up and good. Nice job by the Indians, up 27-5. Salina wants to talk about it. 3:28 left to go here in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard. We'll be right back.
The Fort Recovery Drama Club will present Agatha Christie's murder mystery, And Then There Were None in the middle school auditorium. We will present 6 shows. The tickets are $6 each and are on sale at the high school office until they are sold out. Seating will be limited for each performance due to the coronavirus restrictions, so get your tickets while you can. They are expected to sell out early. Our shows will be Friday through Sunday, February 19th, 20th, 21st at 7 p.m. each night. Plus, we will have a Sunday afternoon matinee performance on Sunday the 21st at 3 p.m. The following week, there will be 2 performances, Friday and Saturday evenings, the 26th and the 27th at 7 p.m. each night. This is a murder mystery, and there will be potentially disturbing content that is not recommended for younger audiences. Get your tickets early at the high school office for the Drama Club's production of Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None, presented on February 19, 20, and the 21st, and the following weekend, the 26th and the 27th.
And we're back here at Salina Fieldhouse. Indians up 27-5. And a little full court pressure.
Bulldogs have struggled with trying to break that press and taking care of the ball. They've had quite a few turnovers, particularly this quarter. Indians have had quite a few steals, which resulted in some fast break points. Good defense by the Indians under the bucket.
Ooh.
Paige Forkamp with a rebound on a missed shot by Emma Holman. Indians push the ball up court. Paige over to Allie Vaughn. She takes it to the hole. That's up and no good. Got her on rebound. Up and no good. Hope Wendell battles for it. Salina gets it, and they're going to call a jump ball. So good hustle for both Lutz and Hope Wendell on that rebound, so that will remain with the Indians.
It's a good, good call to just call that a jump ball.
Yeah, there wasn't a foul on that. Just two people had their hands on the ball. Key gets it in the triggers the ball into Brenna Holman. Brenna swings it down to Paige on the right side. Out to Key. Oh, beautiful crossover dribble. Little 10-foot jumper up and good.
That was pretty by Kiki.
Those are some shots that weren't falling for us in the last couple games.
Right.
So
that was
to see that.
Yep.
Indians up 29-5. We have not let Salina score a point this quarter, so definitely have had some good defense. Up. Paige is gonna get called for a second foul.
Yeah, her weight shift got her on that one.
Yep.
So that'll be Indian's sixth foul. So the next foul will be 1-1.
I think if she could have stopped herself, she would have got that, but her weight shift just kind of took her over and bowled her over.
She'll take a seat. Grace Guggenbauer will come back in the lineup for the Indians. Salina gets the ball in. Pass it off her foot. So that'll be a turnover off Salina. Indians will get possession here.
That's another one where we were giving them trouble trying to get that ball in, and they made a mistake.
Yep. Brenna. Brenna is just
tough D. Brenna plays some really tough D. Allie Vaughn with the ball. Dribbles it in. She got bailed out on that
one. She did.
Yep.
Got a foul called on that wild shot, so she got lucky. She'll be at the line shooting, too.
Yep.
Although there's foul on shooting, too. That foul was on Emma Holman, her second team's 10th. So from here on out, all free throws will be two shots for the Indians. So Allie's first free throw is up and good.
Oof. Yes. They don't want to be fouling her tonight.
That's her ninth point. Looks like the Fort Recovery wants to call a timeout here with 2:15 left to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Indians up 30-5. We'll be right back.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have for you through February 11th. Don't miss their no-limit meat sale with lots of great prices. Cube steak is $3.99 a pound, and ribeyes are $7.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. In their deli, Eckrich bologna, sliced to order, is just $1.99 a pound. If you're looking for a good meal in a hurry, head back to their deli. They have meatloaf Monday, tenderloin Tuesday, wing Wednesday with 75-cent wings, or a six-wing dinner with two sides for $7, ribs on Thursday, and three-piece fish dinners on Friday for $6.99. Wing Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays through the winter. You don't need to go out of town for great prices and great selection. Just head up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Oh, and we're back.
Yeah, Allie Vaughn's second free throw was up and no good.
Yep. And Hope gets called for the, I don't think it was over the back. It was off to the side, push foul maybe.
That's her second foul, team seven. So it'll be 1-1 here for Salina. They'll try to get some points on the board here in the second quarter. They've yet to score here in this quarter. Mar Pearson checks in for Hope Wendell.
Yeah, we didn't score for quite a while, 3 minutes or so. And then since then we've scored,
12 points.
12, we had 18.
Hall Brothers free throw line, that was... I'm not sure who that was. Kamara Burns missed that, the front end of the 1-1. Rebound comes down to the Indians. Kiki pushes it through the middle. Gets it back out to Mara. I got the top of Key to Brenna. She's going to reset it up. Mara down in the corner. Gets it underneath the bucket to Allie. She turns.
Nice.
Shots no good. Salina with a rebound. Pushing the ball up court. Oh, nice steal by Mara Pearson on the anticipation of that pass coming in.
Jump that passing lane.
Yeah. Nice. Allie Vaughn is going to the hoop. No good. Got bailed out the last couple times she was there, not this time.
Yeah.
I think she's going in and doing whatever she can to get to the foul line.
Yeah.
But sometimes they're not calling that foul.
Yep.
I'm surprised coach isn't calling timeout there.
Salina. Yep, it's going to be over and back call on Salina.
Oh, parents aren't happy about that.
Yep. I'm not sure that Brenna touched that.
Yeah. I don't think we did.
I don't think so either. The ref sitting right in front of it watching it didn't call anything. So.
Yep.
But parents aren't real happy. I didn't see it, but of course I'm not on the best.
We don't have very good angle where we're at either. So.
We're floor level on one end, and that was at half court.
Yeah. Indians have the ball. Mara Pearson across top to Key to Grace Kumler, Kiki for three from the corner. It's up and no good. Salina with a rebound. 104 left to go here in the Fort Kirby Insurance second quarter. Indians up 30-5. Brenna Holmans got great defense on their poor little point guard. She just can't get anywhere. Try to get the ball inside to double team.
Yeah.
And she's called for 3 seconds.
Nice.
That may have been 8 seconds since she was underneath it. Definitely got the benefit of the doubt.
I was sitting there thinking that, but they don't call that much.
Not much, you know.
Yeah.
But she was there a long time.
Long time. So. Yeah. Turnover for the Bulldogs, which they've had quite a few turnovers this quarter. I haven't tracked them very well.
I haven't tracked this per quarter, but I do have them down for 10, but I'm pretty sure it's more than that. I don't know. I'm trying to keep it, but...
It's hard to do when you like to watch the game.
Right, watch, talk, and write at the same time.
Yeah,
it gets a little tricky.
Brenna Holman working it around. And she gets called a travel on her. Thought maybe she got fouled.
Tried to throw it and then tried to grab it. And,
Got bumped a little bit, but she didn't argue the call.
No.
So.
If it was a closer game, they might have made a different call.
Yep.
Turnover for the Indians there, and they've got probably a handful of those here this first half. 23 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Salina trying to work the ball inside, gets it out top the key to Klingshern, up 3 points, up and no good. Whitley Ramel with a rebound. Brenna pushing it up, got 10 seconds left, gets it down to Kiki. Hits it out to Mara Pearson for a jumper, no good. Grace Guggenblower with the rebound.
She knows
to Brenna.
We gotta shoot.
Key throws it up and no good. So the Indians come out in the second quarter and hold the Bulldogs to no points in the second quarter, and we'll go into the halftime with a score of 30-5. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Planning for your family's future is important. At Fort Recovery Insurance, we're here to make sure you have the coverage when the unexpected happens. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can help you find the right insurance coverage to fit your family's needs and budget. Today is the day to bring your family into the fort and make sure they're protected. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
The Fort Recovery Drama Club will present Agatha Christie's Murder Mystery, and Then There Were None in the Middle School Auditorium. We will present six shows. The tickets are $6 each and are on sale at the high school office until they are sold out. Seating will be limited for each performance due to the coronavirus restrictions, so get your tickets while you can. They are expected to sell out early. Our shows will be Friday through Sunday, February 19th, 20th, 21st at 7 p.m. each night. Plus, we will have a Sunday afternoon matinee performance on Sunday, the 21st at 3 p.m. The following week, there will be two performances, Friday and Saturday evenings, the 26th and the 27th at 7 p.m. each night. This is a murder mystery, and there will be potentially disturbing content that is not recommended for younger audiences. Get your tickets early at the high school office for the Drama Club's production of Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None, presented on February 19, 20, and the 21st, and the following weekend, the 26th and the 27th.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at Salina Fieldhouse, and we're going to take a little look here maybe at the brackets. I'm trying to get it up on my computer. Can you girls see that? Can you kind of catch where we are there? Maybe talk a little bit about that. I thought I had it had the printout, but I didn't bring it with me. So
Indians, the Indians will play Hardin Northern on February 18th at 7 p.m.
So a week from Thursday.
Yep.
And that'll be a home game, I believe.
Yep, for sure. Yep. Our first two are home. If we win this first one, Hardin Northern has the 12th seed, and we were the 4th seed. Yep. I believe, if I remember earlier, Hardin Northern had a 2-18 record or something.
Yeah, there's another
Like that.
Another bracket that shows that.
Yeah, and then if we win, we will play on Saturday night at 7 o'clock at home as well.
And that would be against the winner of,
New Bremen and Waynesfield Goshen.
Yep. So I think Waynesfield Goshen has a like maybe six wins, I believe I saw. And of course, New Bremen is New Bremen in their max.
Even
if they didn't have any wins, which I know they have like three or four. Even if they didn't have any wins, we know how dangerous they are.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's see. I think I have them at 5-3. And we are 6-3, so we could have the same record there. I think they got a we got the four seed. They got the six, I believe, or five. So that's kind of what's going on with the girls tournament. And so the higher seed, the first two rounds, the higher seed gets the home game. So that's gonna help us, of course. We like playing in the Forsyth Fieldhouse.
Absolutely, we sure
do. Yeah, that helps a lot. Yep. So let's take another quick break. We'll come back and maybe talk about a little bit of the stats in the first half and some other stuff. So we'll see what we have here in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted Heart Healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $20 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is preferred, so call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to pre-register today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
They're focused. They see the future as an opportunity. They're growing, and they're looking for someone like you who shares in the same vision for a better future. Cooper Farms has been raising turkeys since 1938, and today they're raising hogs and chicken egg layers and making a variety of delicious food products. What's in store next for Cooper Farms? Join them in their quest for innovation, opportunity, and growth. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Cooper Farms, it's more than just a workplace.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
And we're back. Back here at Salina Fieldhouse. Halftime show, I guess, is what you call this.
Cooper Farms halftime show.
Cooper Farms.
Yes,
even.
Cooper Farms halftime show.
Yeah.
Yes.
So do we got some scores over there? Or,
we do. I got some points. Halftime score here is the Indians up 30-5. After first quarter, Indians were up 18-5. So Indians helped Salina no points in that second quarter, and they scored 12 of their own. So for the Indians, like Grace Guglielmiller has 2 points. Whitley Rammel with 2 points. Brenna Holman hit a three from the corner. Nice shot to start us off in the game, start scoring off.
Yep.
Paige Forkamp was 7, Kira Wendell was 7, and Allie Vaughn with 9. And so that's 30 points for the Indians.
Awesome. I have Salina down for 10 turnovers. I could have missed one or two here and there. And then as far as rebounds, Allie Vaughn is leading us with 4 so far. Paige and Witt each have 2. And this is, you know, by no means is this official. And then Paige Forkamp has 2 huge blocked shots that were tremendous.
Yeah, we'll call it Fort Recovery Radio official.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes.
The points are right, because they're up on the scoreboard. Yeah. I can't hardly screw that one up. But
yeah, and I got Paige for 3 steals, totaling us out with 9 steals altogether, just random. I mean, I think everybody has 1,
yeah.
She has 3 somewhere in there, but nothing.
Yeah, so I would just say for the first half, the Indians played really good defense.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, it helped.
For sure.
Not only did Salina not get any points that second quarter, I'm not sure how many shots they really got off either.
Right.
Not very many. They got a few, but not very many.
Nope.
Rebounding well. We're rebounding well. We have quite a few offensive rebounds. So.
Yeah, for sure.
So hustle as normal for our girls. So that was good to see. Good to see them bounce back a little bit. Had a couple of rough games in a row here, and looks like they're doing some things to try to get the ball underneath a little bit, doing some pick and rolls.
Yeah.
Saw a few of that. A few things
like
those.
To see a little bit more of that. Just see if they can get it to work. I mean, the first two were, you can tell they're double teaming Whitley down.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get somebody, get Whitley out and somebody else down,
I don't know. That would be my thing. I don't know.
What do we have on tap for the rest of the week here? We got any broadcasts the rest of this week, Neil?
We
have the boys. We have the
Dinah's
boys.
Yep.
Boys Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, but they're at Versailles. FR Radio is going to broadcast. NFHS's network will be there, or I guess you can watch it there. And then Saturday, the boys will actually host South Adams, and WPGW will simulcast with NFHS video.
Yep.
So.
And those
sure
are subject to change because everything in Indiana
nothing's guaranteed.
The last 2 weeks, last week and the week before, we had 8 changes total, 4 each week.
Yeah.
One of them was where Tuesday night he was going to be able to broadcast Thursday's game, and then by Wednesday morning he couldn't. Anything that Rob doesn't broadcast will be broadcasting. That's kind of how it goes.
I think Jake County and South Adams are both playing tonight. Boys, right? Is that right?
I believe so.
I believe they're both playing tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, it's just interesting. So, we got to take a little break here and come back with the K&L Tractors third quarter back in just a minute.
Time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
We're back at Slime Fieldhouse.
Yeah, we were back before, and I didn't know it. So we didn't say any swear words.
No,
so I think we're okay.
Not this time. No.
Well,
no.
Thanks for joining us on the Cooper Farms halftime show. So we'll start the K&L Tractors third quarter scoreboard here. The Indians up 30-5 here at third quarter start. Slina will start off with the ball here.
I'd like to see us hold them to 5 again.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yep. Nice ball movement by the Bulldogs. She gets through. Good pass out to Maria Lutz with a shot, and they're going to get Paige on a foul on that shot.
I thought she was going to get a block shot.
Yep. Be her third.
Yeah. She was going for the block ball, and I think her hand just came down on her.
Yeah.
So Maria Lutz is going to go to the free throw line.
Hall Brothers free throw line, shooting 2.
Yes.
They've yet to make one of their free throws yet tonight. Yeah. First one is up
like
no good.
Yeah. That one looked like it was going right straight at the basket and curved to the right.
She put a little English on it.
Little
pool ball English.
Second one is up and good. Yeah. So puts the Bulldogs on the scoreboard here first.
Yeah,
gives
Maria Lutz her first point.
Oh, Allie almost lost it. Right. Got it over to Paige. Brenna. Drive to the bucket, gets it out. Back out to Allie Vaughn.
Nice.
Steps through the middle. That layup is no good.
Oh, that was almost a gimme.
Yeah.
Almost.
It was a great move.
Yeah, it was.
Yep. Oh, another block shot by Paige Forkamp.
Yes.
So the Indians with the ball. Allie Vaughn brings it up.
Turnover by the Slam Bulldogs.
Oh, and turnover by the Indians. Nope.
Oh.
Allie got it back.
Going
to be an over and back
over
call,
in the
though.
Back.
That is a turnover on the Indians.
Well, at least she didn't get called for the foul.
She did push a little bit there.
Yeah, she did.
So she got away with that one.
She sure did. She was using her body to keep that girl away from the ball.
Yep. So that'll be a turnover for the Indians.
Yeah.
First one of the third quarter. Indians still in a man-to-man defense. We left her go a little bit too soon on that defensive set.
I think she was just hoping somebody had her back.
Yeah. Shots up and no good for the Bulldogs.
Oh, good.
Rebound and puts it back out to Taylor Klingshin. Her three-point basket's good. So.
Yeah. So they do get some points.
Yep. Allie Vaughn to the bucket.
There she goes. That one she made.
Yep. That's two more for Allie. Indians have backed off the full-court press.
Man, I thought she traveled. 32-9. Indians up. So they have scored.
Yep. Four points this time.
Nice steal.
Nice steal by Paige Forkamp again.
can't get that ball in. Not with that, that speed and those arms. Nope.
3-point for Paige is up and no good. Brenna Holman almost had the rebound. She was there.
It was a rocket right between her legs. Yeah, there was no catching that. Yep.
Bulldogs will push the ball down the court. And he's up 32-9. They get the ball inside to Lutz. Turn. Shot's no good. Rebound by Allie Vaughn. Good look at it. Kiki's going to set up the offense here for the Indians.
Yeah.
So going to try to get it underneath the Whitley. Oh. Pass got knocked away by Lutz. Good play by Lutz.
Yep.
So turnover for the Indians.
It's a little bit of a short pass. Couldn't quite get to it. Ooh, whoa. Oh, she traveled.
Three-pointer for Slina's up and no good. Rebound comes down to Brenna Holman. No one's going to get that ball from her.
Nope.
She does that one arm rip down. And
yep.
Allie Vaughn goes up for the shot and is no good, but she'll
on the floor.
Foul on the floor.
Yep. Called it on the floor.
Yep.
So that foul, I think, will be on Taylor Klingsher in her second team's first of the half.
Salina's playing much, much better this half.
Yep.
Not sure exactly what the difference is, but
maybe more aggressive, I think. Looks like
They've already taken four shots. Yeah. I'm not sure they had four shots the whole second quarter.
Yeah, I don't think so. Either.
Mara Pearson checks in for Allie Vaughn. Kiki gets the ball into Paige. Kiki steps back to the 3-point line for three, and that's look good. Oh, Mara had the rebound, got it knocked away. Slina comes down with it. Whitley hits the floor.
Yeah, she did hit it.
Oh, nice pass underneath the bucket to Maria Lutz. Yeah. Good assist by number 11, Carly Eichler.
Yeah,
with that pass. So
what happens when Whitley hits the dirt down here? Don't quite get up in time.
Nice pass by Brenna out to Whitley. Whitley will shoot a three. That's up and good.
Holy moly.
3-point basket for Whitley Rammel.
She gets it from me.
First point.
I'm just kidding. I couldn't shoot it in the
ocean. Took us 3 minutes to get our first point.
No, we had, Allie had a bucket already.
Oh, did? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, wow. I get two more.
Yep.
Salina is shooting. They are shooting.
Taylor Klingsher with the bucket. Indians up 35-13.
I think they've taken more shots this
absolutely. This first
in
couple
3 minutes than they did the whole first half.
Yep. Must have been the game plan at halftime.
Yep.
Brenna swings it over to Paige. Back up top to Brenna. Over to Kiki. Slina in a 2-3 zone here. Out to the corner to Witt. She gets it. Cross-court pass to Brenna. Pass to Brenna. Back up top to Kiki. Yep, almost a travel for Brenna. She held it, though.
She did.
Kiki down the corner to Witt. She's going to shoot another three. That's up and no good.
No good.
Paige. Not very smart of Paige.
Nope.
Just pick up her fourth foul on that rebound.
Did. She did.
She'll have to take
Billingsley a seat. Got the rebound, and Paige tried to grab it.
I thought she had all ball, but they don't let you get away with that too often.
And when she reached in there, Billingsley, I guess, wisely pulled her arm over. So Paige was grabbing her arm instead of the ball.
But. Yep. Indians up 35-13. 4 minutes left to go in this K&L third quarter. K&L Tractors.
So we have two starters and three, I guess we'll call them subs. But
yeah, Grace came
they're
in.
Regular
Grace
players.
And Hope came in for Whitley and Paige.
Yep. We got Mara, Key, and Allie as well on the court.
Yep.
Indians up 35-13. Kiki giving the four point guards some fits. Allie knocks it away, but Salina picks it back up. That 3-point basket is no good.
Yeah.
By
and
Eichler.
Air ball goes out of bounds. Indians
good
get
look.
The ball.
She had a good look at it.
Yeah. She did. Just wasn't quite close.
Wasn't on the line. Right?
Yeah. So.
Kiki brings the ball up for the Indians. Sends it over to Allie Vaughn. In the corner to Mara.
Get it right into Allie.
I think Mara could take that any day, but Hope went up the top of Key. Grace Kugumbler. Looks like we're playing a little four-out offense, five-out offense or something. Got some cutters going on here. Allie Vaughn to the back. Basket, no good.
I think I might have just kicked this girl in the head. I'm not sure. She fell right under me, and I think I kicked her.
through the flag.
I didn't mean it.
Hope went up with the steal. Nice job. Hope getting that ball.
She started it.
Right. She started it. I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, nice pass by Allie down to Mara on a breakaway, and that's 2 points for Mara. Mara's first bucket.
Yep.
It's a nice play by the Indians. Puts the Indians up 37-13.
That's just great hustle by Mara. She just
great look by Allie, too.
Little gazelle.
Yep. Oh, nice pass by Klingsher and underneath the bucket to Billingsley for a bucket.
They got 37-15. They scored 10 points.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think they've outscored us 10-4.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was we had.
10-7. 10-7. We had 30 at halftime.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, going to have a foul on the floor.
Yep.
On Taylor Klingshirn, I believe. Yep, that'll be her third foul. Yep. Team second.
Man, I think if we would have had some of those called on Saturday, I don't know if that would have been a difference in the game, but I didn't see much of a foul there.
Kiki gets the ball into Grace Guggenbiller.
Drives.
Back out top key to Kamara. Back over, swings it back over to Grace. She gets it inside to Allie. Allie with the move to the bucket. Nice pass to Hope Wendell with a little five-footer.
Nice.
That's up and good. Nice shot by Hope.
Anytime you can get Hope open with, that close to the bucket.
Yep.
She's going to get
a nice
steal by Hope.
Got a hand on the ball and on that pass. Steal by the Indians. Allie Vaughn brings it down. Pass it over Kiki. Going to set up the offense here. Slow it down a little bit.
Yep, may as well take her time. Indians up 39-15.
Oh, beautiful crossover dribble by Key.
Oh, she don't know why Grace didn't
open.
Shoot it.
Decided not to shoot it. Almost traveled, but
she
was going to pass it to the person who was no longer in the corner.
Allie Vaughn's going to get called for offensive foul.
Yeah.
That's
her
second.
She knew it. She put the ball down.
Third.
She knew it. She's like, all right, I guess I can't get away with it. Whitley Ramel and Brenna Holman back in for Allie Vaughn and Key.
So did she do a moving screen? I wasn't watching
it. I never see
off.
It. I never see it away from the ball.
Yep.
I don't have that vision. I'm so focused on
no moving
the ball.
Screen. She was pushing underneath the bucket.
Got it.
Mara Pearson with some good defense. Knocked the ball away.
Yep.
Solana struggling to get her across that 10-second line. It's got to be a 10-second call. Pretty close. But
yeah, it was real
no
close.
No call. It is close.
Yep.
Oh, nice pass. Oh, that was a travel.
Yep.
But,
and they didn't call,
no call but
they
got
she traveled out of bounds with it. So.
Yeah. Either way, we get the ball. Doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, turn it over Slana.
Yeah. Either way.
Yep. Brenda's going to get the point guard duties here and bring the ball up court.
Yeah, Indians up 39-15 in our K&L Tractors third quarter.
Grace Guggenbiller with the ball. Mara Pearson gets Hope down into the corner with the ball. Back up top to Mara. Brenna Dunes flashing through the middle. And looks like there's a foul on somebody.
Somebody. I missed it.
I heard a slap. That's all I heard. I don't know who slapped who. But
I'm still not sure if it's us or them.
Yep. Looks like that foul was on Carly Eichler. That's her fourth.
Shoot.
Team's third.
Wow. She might
Allie
have to
Vaughn
take
back
a seat
in the lineup
here for a little bit.
Hope.
No.
Brenna gets a ball into Allie. Yeah, they're going to let her in there. Four fouls.
Yeah, they sure are.
Got some faith in her.
They got somebody waiting on her, I think.
Brenna Holman, ball top to Mara Pearson.
What is this call? Is this our five out
here? Yep. Allie Vaughn looking to get it underneath the whip.
Yep.
She goes baseline. Gets cut off. Good defense by Eichler. Into Grace Guggenbiller. She goes up for two. It's no good.
Dang it. That was a great look.
Slana with the rebound. Yep. She had a good look there.
Yep.
Maybe rushed her shot a little bit.
Yeah, I think so too.
Ooh, that was a travel.
Nice.
Move to the bucket for Lutz. Amelia Lutz.
Yep.
Her first bucket of the night.
Yeah, she's a little JV player.
39-17. Indians still up by 42. Whitley Ramel.
Allie to Whitley to little mess over there.
Yeah, looks like we got a little five out going on here. 25 seconds left to go here in this K&L Tractors third quarter scoreboard. Allie Vaughn to the bucket. There's a reach in. Reach in foul. On 42, I believe.
Buddy.
Yep, 42. Yeah. That's Kyla Billingsley, her third, team's fourth.
Yep.
20.9 seconds left to go here in the K&L Tractors third quarter scoreboard.
Yeah, Maria
fouls
Lutz
on the floor, so the Indians will take it out underneath their bucket.
Yeah, Lutz will replace Eichler with her full fouls.
Mm-hmm.
See what kind of inbounds play the Indians got here.
Let's get over to Allie. She shoots a 10-footer. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Slina.
Little tiny
yeah,
girl.
Tiny girl gets it. She's fast, too.
Mara.
Not a very good foul there.
Yeah.
Mara pushed her.
Yeah.
So that's Mara's first foul, team's fourth. No harm on that one.
Nope. 12 seconds left to go on our K&L Tractors. Third quarter. Indians up 39-17.
Slina will inbound it on the sidelines. Get the ball in. Oh, nice steal. She had it.
She still got it.
Mara stole it twice.
Tried to Larry Bird it to Brenna.
just missed her.
Just missed her.
Let her a little too much.
Yep.
Good hustle by Mara.
That was
all
great
over the
hustle.
Floor
yeah,
that.
It was. Sure was.
Slana does get the ball in.
Mara gets it again.
Yeah.
Mara tipped it, and they're going to give it to Salina. But I thought when Mara tipped it, the girl grabbed it
Brenna
in
Brenna tried to take the ball.
She
did. 1.7 seconds left to go here. Salina will get a shot off. It's no good. Yep. So after three, the Indians are up 39-17. We'll be right back.
From K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back here at Salina. Salina Fieldhouse, Indians up 39-17.
Got outscored that quarter, didn't we?
We did. 9-12 we got outscored there. Salina just came out, played a little bit harder, took a lot more shots, I thought. And then they, you know, were making some. So
they were way more aggressive offensively in that quarter.
Yeah, they must have got some chewed out in the locker room. I don't know. No, I don't know if that happens. I don't know. I'd like to be a fly on the wall.
Without knowing anything, I've decided he said, let's not see how many times we can pass the ball before we shoot. When you get down there, if you get anywhere near open, just shoot it.
Yeah, that could very well be.
Indians with the ball here to start the fourth quarter out. Moving the ball, Kiki with a beautiful crossover. Gets it over to Brenna. Back passes it to Allie. Back to Key for three. Ooh, I thought she was going to shoot it.
I did too. She thought about it, and she wasn't in a big hurry. Allie's going to the. Nice.
Okay, no good. Whitley with the rebound. Up and no good. Tries to get her own rebound.
Her and Lutz just, I think, butted heads. Whitley and Lutz just butted heads. I'm not sure.
Wide open. With a wide open three from the corner, and that's good.
She makes it.
Kennedy Henry with her first points of the night.
Mm-hmm.
That puts Salina within 19, 39-20.
They're playing a lot more aggressive, too. Definitely. Definitely a lot more aggressive.
Oh, try to get steal. Inside to Whitley, and Lutz knocks that one away, so it's a turnover for the Indians.
Yeah.
The faces look the same on Salina, but they don't look like the same team that played the first half.
Yep. Oh, Whitley knocks the ball away. Almost got a steal. Almost got a foul.
Yeah, almost. They didn't call it. Yep. Fans aren't happy.
Fans did. Fans called it.
Paige with a big steal.
Paige with a steal. Brings the ball up.
Oh, she was looking up, hoping to lead it right into Kiki's hands. And
Whitley with the ball underneath the bucket. Makes a move. Gets it over to Paige. That shot is either blocked or... Sure. Brenna Holman for three.
No good.
Fight for the rebound. Paige Forkamp with it.
Yes.
Offensive rebound. Stick back's no good, but she gets fouled.
Yeah. Nice.
Good work by the Indians under the bucket. Paige will be at the Hall Brothers foul line shooting two.
They fight hard for that rebound, I'll tell you.
This second half is a lot more fun to watch than the first half, except we're getting beat in the second half.
Outplayed, but I guess outscored. Yep. It's not like we're not playing hard, that's for sure.
Yep.
Nice. First free throw is up and good.
Mars will come in for Witt.
We are still shooting really good from the foul line, and they didn't give us the point on that one either.
No.
So should be up 40-20.
Yeah.
Bubba will get it straight now.
Yeah. Bubba will definitely make sure they get that point up.
Second free throw is up and good.
Nice. So
Paige hits them both.
41-20.
41-20.
They did get it to 40.
Still
on the
not
scoreboard,
right. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yep.
Bubba got it.
There it is. 41. Yep. 3-point basket for shot for Klingshern. She was definitely not set on that shot. That was no good.
Allie gets the rebound.
Mara gets it down into Allie, and I believe she traveled.
Yeah, she traveled. I thought so too.
Yep.
Yeah. She did get fouled, but she
traveled first.
Two steps.
She traveled.
I think she took two steps before she got fouled.
Yep. Like she should have put that ball down and decided not to.
Maybe look for a pass there.
Yeah.
Being guarded pretty heavily. So 41-20, Indians up, 5:56 left to go here in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Slana working them all around. Dead ball. Maria Lutz underneath it. Ooh, nice move by Eichler. And that's going to be a foul on Paige. That's her fifth.
Is it really? Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fifth foul. So she'll be out of the game. Not a very smart foul there, Paige.
No.
Yeah, whole body foul.
Yep. So 41-20. Indians are up here. Paige will take a seat with her fifth foul to go with 5:44 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Looks like Carly Eichler will be at the line shooting two with Hall Brothers foul line.
I would guess she and a couple other starters will be coming out in a couple minutes anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Eichler's first one is up and no good.
So Eichler's also playing with four, and so is number 20, Taylor Clinchern.
Second free throw is up and good.
Yeah. I think Clinchern had three early, didn't she?
Eichler had three early.
Oh, is that who it was?
And she had four in the third quarter, Eichler did. So playing with.
Nice. Maria Lutz with a foul on Allie Bond.
With move the bucket. Maria Lutz will foul her. I want to be a Tall Brothers free throw line shooting too.
She's gotten about all her points off of that free throw line. She's got nine. And
she's not able to get a clean shot off.
Yeah, nope. She's got three people hanging
on. She likes to go inside, and they're not letting her get a clean shot.
Nope.
They're making her work for it, that's for sure. Yeah.
See if she got her first one, or if she did get her first one, we'll see if we can get another one out of her. Indians up 42-21.
Free throws up and no good. Lutz with the rebound. Line of pushing the ball up court. Oh, nice pass underneath the bucket. Grace Clinchard lost position on her fake.
Nice.
Little 10 footer. Good. Nice shot by Brennan. Nice ball fake on the three.
And
one drop, one dribble, and she shot it. Made it. Good move.
Yeah, it was.
Yep. Ooh, Kiki took it. Hit to the floor. She's up though.
And ends up 44-23.
Out there with the ball. Shot. No good. And she should have been called for over the back.
Yeah,
was
she
not.
Should have.
Put her back up again. No good. Allie Bond with the ball.
I'm not sure who to give this one to. That rebound.
Allie kicks it back out to Key. Over to Brenna. Drives to the middle. Cut off. Mara Pearson over to Key in the corner. Wide open three. That's no good. Mara Pearson with the rebound. Job, Mara.
Yeah, that's definitely got her.
So.
They have to call that. It went out of bounds. They could have maybe let that go if we kept possession. But.
Yeah.
Good tough rebound by Mara there.
Yes. Yes.
Good position.
Lutz is third foul. Team seven. So Mara will be at the line shooting. Halberg's fouling, shooting 1-1.
Hope's coming in for Brenna. Give her some legs. 4 minutes left to go in our Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. Mara Pearson at the line.
Shooting 1-1. Free throws up and good. That's Mara's third point of the night.
See if she can get us another one here. 45-23, Indians up. 4 minutes and 27 seconds.
Mara's second free throw is no good.
No good.
That rebound will come down to Selena.
Oh.
Threw it off her foot, but just caught it before it went out of bounds.
Just about lost that ball.
Yep. Eichler with the ball first. Slant it. Tries to get it inside to Lutz, but
that
ball away.
That was never, not even remotely close.
She needed to be noticeably taller than her 6 foot frame is now.
Kiki bringing the ball up for the Indians. Taking time here. Gets it over the corner to Grace. Tries to get inside to Hope. Hope with a nice little move around. No good.
She doesn't usually miss that.
No, she doesn't. Nope. Little hook shot. She just barely missed it.
I go with the ball for Selena. Cross the Lutz. She swings it over to, I think it's Holman over there.
Yep.
No, I'm not sure who it is. 34. Chokot.
Nice.
I don't know that one.
Hope with a steal.
Stolen by the Indians. I'm not sure who that was.
I think that was Hope.
Okay. Allie brings the ball down.
She initiated it.
Yeah, a good steal by the Lady Indians.
Yep.
She's going to set up their offense here. Gets poked. Allie Vaughn's ball gets poked away. Mara picks it up. Brings it down underneath the bucket. Little 10-footer's no good. And Lutz with the rebound.
Yeah, Lutz gets it. She's going to take her time getting back down the floor.
Just going to push in the ball.
45-23.
Oh, get it Indians. Underneath. to Holman, back out to Eichler. Back out to Holman for a 15-footer. That shot's up and no good. Grace Guggenbiller with the rebound.
And she's going to bring the ball down the floor.
Yep. Gets it over to Mara. Take that to the hole, Mara.
Yeah.
Nope, Mara's going to shoot a three.
Three. Yep.
Hey, we'll
why
take
not?
It. Mara drains it.
Yeah, why not?
Nice
she
shot
had time.
By Mara.
Oh, here comes a whole new crew.
Yeah.
A whole new JV crew is about to come in. Yep.
And he ends up 48-23.
Mara will probably stay because they're bringing the yep. other four in. I'm yep. sure that's how that'll
yeah.
go.
And yep.
possibly Grace.
Ooh, travel. No yeah. call.
Ooh,
stolen
Hope,
by Hope and Mara. Mara brings it all the way down coast to coast.
Nice.
That's up and good. Stealing a hoop for Mara.
She's got 8 quick points.
Yeah, that's her 8th point of the night. Like to see that.
Yeah, and ends up 50-23.
Ooh, she double dribbled.
How do you
no
not
call.
See that? You're standing yep. right there. Allie Vaughn with a steal.
Yeah, and
Allie
Vaughn. She stepped out.
I don't know how you missed that double dribble.
Yeah, yeah. I think he just didn't pay attention.
Nope. He was looking at the ball and not, I don't know. That was weird.
So it looks like Grace Guggenbiller will stay on the court and the rest of them will all take a seat. So Grace Guggenbiller, Liz Alec, Kenzie Garkey,
Holly gives a
Alexis Wendell and Callie Wendell.
High five there.
Yeah. She finished
she deserved that.
Yeah,
sure.
She yep. did.
Good hustle on the court. I mean, the Indians usually don't settle down and not hustle, you know,
oh, nice.
No matter what the score is. Callie Wendell with a steal. And Emma Holman will be called for the reach-in, so Callie will get a chance to shoot some free throws here.
Callie was standing there for quite a while waiting on her to throw that ball in.
Yeah.
I don't know what made that girl throw it in.
Yep.
But
little Callie.
Yeah.
That ball from underneath there.
Underneath that little bucket. And quick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so. So Salina has a couple substitutions
yep.
coming in. I don't know names, but about 3 new girls coming in. So it ends up 50-23, and Callie Wendell is at the line shooting two.
One and one.
One on one, my bad.
First one's up and good. Hey, she gets to shoot too.
You know,
so.
Yeah, as good as they shot in the JV game, I can see her not missing.
Yeah. That's one thing we've really done well at from the free throw line.
Yeah.
So I've shot a lot of good free throws.
Yep.
Callie's second one is up and no good. And rebound comes down to Salina.
Salina's
1:55 left to go here in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Salina beats the Indians back down the court and it's a layup.
Yep.
Amelia Lutz with her 4th point of the night. Puts the Indians up 51-25. Liz Alley with the ball.
Yeah. Just be patient. I like it. Just
yeah.
be patient.
On top to Grace. Swings it over to Callie.
I just want Callie to just pop it.
Yeah.
Oh, Kenzie picks up the loose ball.
Yeah.
Not going to get too many. Oh, double
yeah,
dribble.
Double dribble.
Yeah.
Both hands on the ball.
Yeah, yeah but I thought somebody else reached in and maybe.
I thought so, too. I thought they touched it. But
yeah, it's okay.
1:24 left to go here. Indians up by 26. I have the Bulldogs score doubled up.
Oh,
nice
backdoor
cut. And that's going to be a foul on Alexis Wendell.
Yeah. Nice little read.
It'll be her first team 6.
See, so Billy.
Bulldogs will take the ball out underneath their bucket.
Billy's giving me a hard time over there.
We should have interviewed him at halftime.
We should.
Yeah.
I didn't
that
think
would
about
have been
it.
Fun. That would have been a hoot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's.
You know, years ago, I worked with him at the Salina recycling plant, and he has never forgotten that.
He didn't
I don't think he forgets anyone.
No,
yeah.
Nothing.
Sometimes he doesn't know their names after a few
right.
years, but
right.
he knows everybody.
Amelia Yetz, Lutz for a 3-pointer and misses
no good.
It.
And that foul's going to be on Salina.
Yep.
I'm not sure he's ever known my name, but he always says something about the MD
yep.
tournament because that's where
that's the
I
MD
always
guy.
See him there. There's,
yep.
you know, there's not a whole lot of things where we interact with Salina people all the time
right.
you know, regularly, but that one's
yep.
that one's one where he never sees me without mentioning it. He's awesome. I love that kid.
Yeah.
Is Allie going to be at the Hall Brothers free throw line shooting 1-1?
Yeah, she
That's
did.
Up and good.
I don't think
there
she missed
Liz.
One in the JV game. So Billingsley got her 4th foul on the rebound. So that's why Allie is at the line.
Second one's up and
oh.
no good. Rebound, Callie Wendell.
Callie Wendell.
Puts it back
I don't know
up.
How she got
no
that.
Good. Gets
Where
her
did
on
she
rebound.
Come from?
I know. Nice dribble by Callie. Gets it over to Liz
oh.
for a shot. No good. The
Grace.
Ball's knocked out of bounds.
Out of bounds. I'm surprised you didn't call Grace
yeah,
on the
I'm
over
surprised.
Back.
But should have. But
he probably should have. But
you know.
51 seconds. It's 52-25. Indians up in our K&L. I'm sorry. Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. And they're going to try to rush it. And
Clincher
Indians aren't making it easy. Ooh. Alexis is
almost with a steal.
Oh,
and then she did.
Yep, she called
an offensive foul on Taylor Clinton there. She pushed off, so that's her fifth foul.
I was wondering if he'd call that because she definitely pushed.
Lowered her shoulder a little bit.
Yep, so great play by Alexis Wendell to draw that offensive foul.
So the Indians will take the ball on the sideline on offensive foul. You don't get our player control foul. You don't get to shoot free throws on that. So
gotcha.
That's this one. We'll trigger it into Tally Wendell. Yep. Tally, a nice crossover dribble.
Yeah.
I think they're going to pull it back out and try not to get any shots off here. Tally dribbling. She's going
to
get rid of his going to call
forward.
5 seconds here.
There
go
forward,
we go. Got it over to Alexis Wendell.
I was like, ooh, she's...
Alexis dumps it off to Callie.
Yeah. Go forward, Callie. Thank
Liz
you.
Liz with the ball. 10 seconds left. Indians will not take a shot here. Trying to swarm her. Good job by Liz to get rid of that ball before they got a jump ball called. 1 second left, and that's it. Yeah. So tonight at the Slana Fieldhouse, the Indians will come away with the victory 52-25 over the Slana Bulldogs. We'll be right back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
And we're back here at Slina Fieldhouse, and we have Coach Holly Gann up here, so we'll let her say a few things about the game and give us the what for.
You know what? It was a great ending to a great season. Now the second season begins.
Yeah.
And I think we're really... I'm anxious. I'm anxious for this time that we're about to have to be able to grow. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a while since Christmas. If you recall, we've had this kind of this stretch of where we've had some nice practices in a row. And so right after Christmas, we came out and was able to beat Knoxville there.
Yeah.
So I'm anxious to get back and just kind of tune up some things and talk about some things we forgot about tonight. Really focused on trying to get our defense intensity back up and be able to work on some positionings and such. And I think we were able to get them to play a little faster and really just kind of bother them.
I think we set the tone of the game, you know, like the speed of the game.
And the physicality of that.
Which definitely bodes in our favor.
Yep.
I did think tonight we really shot well from the free throw line.
Yeah.
I think I have 17 free throws we made, maybe.
17 of 18 or
ish. 19. Remember, these are ish stats. But
I don't know.
That's all we have.
We did pretty well from the free throw line tonight. It's good to see that when your team's struggling from shooting and then you can get the free throw line.
Yeah.
Just make some shots.
Make it simple.
Yeah.
Do the small stuff first. To be honest, I just thought our defensive intensity in the front court, I thought, looked a lot better tonight, too, just being able to deny them getting it in and then being there. And then when we had some open court there, being able to keep our nose to the ball. And like you said, do the small stuff first. So free throws looking good there. We got good shot opportunities again. And just a great end to a great season so far. And I'm excited to start that next chapter.
Yep.
So
we are, too.
I know, right?
Yes.
And we're going to be able to get these homes, so what a great opportunity.
Even better.
I actually hope they just never change that rule,
I know,
to be fair.
Me too.
Right.
Me
I just
too.
Think that that's an incentive to being able to get seated.
Right. Yep, I agree.
Because at that point, since you can't pass anymore when you seed, then it kind of gives you something to work for,
I
you know?
Right. Yep.
Everybody loves to play in front of their home crowd, and honestly, it makes that draw even look differently. The strategy changes a little bit.
Absolutely.
For teams that maybe not have the best record, they still try to get at least one more home game in there.
Right.
So I think I like that. So I would
agree.
Encourage them to keep that.
Yeah, I like that too.
I hope they did that for volleyball too, and it was nice to have that.
Yeah. And I don't think, I just don't think that there's anything bad there.
Right, right.
Anything bad there. So.
Yep, I'm with you.
Your dad.
Something special.
He is.
I like
zero
that.
Words that I could probably say on the radio that would describe that man. So we're just going to leave it at that.
Right.
But
right.
I appreciate you guys coming.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
Like I said, that was a great team win. And, Salina's gotten a lot better. So I'm anxious to see them learn and grow. And, I mean, down low is always a battle.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I told them at halftime. I said,
I
don't think anybody ever watches. Like, when you're in, you're not really focusing on our post players or just the download physicality. And it's been really physical the last several games.
Yes, very physical.
When
you hear Whitley Rammel splat over here and it just sounds like a...
Oh,
I don't even know what that sounds like.
I feel bad for her forearm.
Oh, my goodness.
First couple blocks there, I felt like it was, you hit that stinger in there. There's no way I could have been able to function after that, I don't think. So
I don't either.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's
thanks,
a good
Holly.
One.
We
good
appreciate
one.
You joining us tonight.
Yeah.
And congrats on the win and looking forward to season number 2 starting next
week.
It's a whole new season.
Like my dad always says, the one thing that I do remember he says, the first 20 games in our case are just practice.
That's right.
So,
that's exactly
season.
Right. You're
that's
exactly right.
Season starts.
Yep.
Congratulations, coach.
Yep. All right. So want to do?
We're going to go to break here, Neil, and we'll be back with some stats.
Yep.
All right. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Chrysler Pacifica Touring L Plus with remote start, heated leather seat, Bluetooth with 32,000 miles for $26,400. Also available is a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with remote start, Bluetooth, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $16,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
We're back at the Salina Fieldhouse tonight. The Indians come away with a victory 54-25 over the Salina Bulldogs. The stats I do have is the scoring for the night. The Indians were led by Allie Vaughn with 12, Paige Forkamp with 9, Mara Pearson with 8, Kara Wendell with 7, Brenna Holman with 5, Whitley Rammel with 5, Hope Wendell with 2, Grace Guggenmiller with 2, and 1 point apiece for Callie Wendell and Liz Alley.
All right.
So pretty even scoring across the board here for the Indians for the evening.
All righty. So Indians again come away with a 52-25 victory, and we'll be back in just a minute to wrap everything up. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back in just a moment.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
We're back here at Salina Fieldhouse on the Wayne Street, or excuse me, the Miracle Lanes post-game show. And Indians come away with a 52-25 victory. And let's see, trying to find our upcoming games here. But the boys play at Versailles on Friday, and they host... lost track of who it is. I don't see my sheet that has my upcoming games. So, but Friday and Saturday, boys are at home, and we'll be either simulcasting Rob Weaver or broadcasting on Fort Recovery Radio. Either way, the game will be on Fort Recovery Radio, and both of them, of course, will be on the NFHS network. Versailles has NFHS, and I believe they'll be doing probably the Tiger audio. So if you don't want to listen to that, you'll have to get your coordination going with your the audio and the video. So anyway, I want to thank everybody, Susie and Diana, for announcing the game here tonight. And we have Wayne Street Market for our pregame show, and Cooper Farms for the halftime show, Miracle Lanes for our postgame show, Fort Camp Excavating, Fort Recovery Insurance, K&L, and Fowler Mechanical for our postgame show, or excuse me, our quarters, and also have Tin Cupboard aboard. That's the Tin Cupboard tip-off, Hull Brothers Foul Line, also Hastings Auto Sales sponsoring the coaches' talks, and Calp Pharmacy and Performance Physical Therapy. So we want to thank all of our sponsors. Otherwise, we couldn't do this. Again, the Indians come away. Final regular season game for the ladies. And they'll be going home on the bus with a 52-25 win. Thanks for listening. We'll see you this weekend.
Listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.